Welcome to Static Radio.
It is Static Radio.
It is. Who are we?
We're Steve-O and Mitch.
Yes, we are. We do this here morning show.
This here thing right here.
Yeah, man.
Getting this thing done.
It is Tuesday, which means New Music Tuesday, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour with Billiam.
Mm-hmm.
Our music director.
Yes, I hear we have a lot of good stuff this week.
Yay. It's interesting if you're not normally part of New Music Tuesday. One, you're missing out.
Right.
And who are you?
Not real, obviously. Yeah.
Two, it's we have good weeks, we have interesting weeks.
And I think this is going to be a good week.
I hope so.
He let me preview a few of the songs.
Yeah.
So I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is good.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Me too.
We don't have Amberlynn yet, do we?
No.
Okay.
I'm sorry. It's not okay. That Tuesday.
All right.
Sorry.
It's going to be a good one.
Well, hold on. I can't say we don't because
you
I don't know
everything.
Right. He let me preview a few of the songs, not all of them.
Well, all right.
Yeah. And we have Pastor Scott Tom coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Yeah. Pastor Scott Tom, Cross Christian Fellowship. He will be joining us this morning as well.
Yes.
Jam-packed show of fun.
Indeed.
Of awesomeness.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
You went shopping.
You're so nice to notice, and I don't know what to... Yes, I went shopping. Yes, I went
it's
shopping.
Weird.
What?
Is this all new clothing?
Well, sort of. Okay, so I got these boots that no one can see.
Right.
I got them as an impulse buy.
Okay.
On the internet.
What?
Yeah. No, remember? I was like, oh my gosh, should I get brown or black boots?
And you're like, remember that.
You're like, black. I was like, I'm getting brown. And so I got brown. You told me to get the black ones, so I got the brown ones.
I told you to get black, and you got the brown ones.
And I like the brown ones, but...
Brown ones are awesome.
Yeah, so I got these, and then I was like, oh, I don't have anything to wear these with. And so I had to go shopping, and
wow. This
is what I imagined it looking like, sort of, and then I have more outfits to go with it.
Did you take those with you to the mall?
No.
Oh.
No, I didn't.
What happens if you, well, I guess you're a girl, so you understand color schemes.
Yeah. What happens if I get something wrong?
Yeah, if you get something and then you're like, oh, no, that doesn't really match as well as I thought it was going to.
Either I take it back.
Mm-hmm.
Or I say, guess I have something else to wear with another pair of shoes.
Oh, man.
But I did a good job with everything I bought.
Yeah?
So, because also, once again, I got it off the internet, so I know what site I got it off of. I could talk about this for a while. I know what site I got it off of, so I could look up the picture and be like, oh, these will go with this.
I'm listening.
That's it.
That's it?
I'm done.
You are?
Yeah.
So I made it through the entire conversation without falling asleep or getting bored?
Yes.
Woo!
Here's the thing.
I did it!
Here's the thing.
You weren't done.
You asked me.
I know. Well, I asked you and then realized like 19 seconds into the conversation, why did I ask this? I don't care.
I realized, why are you asking this? I thought that to myself the moment you started asking.
Yeah.
I was like, that's so weird. Hi, what's
Hi.
Up?
Hey.
Let's start over.
Good morning.
Hey!
How was your day?
It's really early.
Yeah.
It's in the 6 o'clock hour, so I'm awake.
Do anything crazy interesting yesterday?
No.
Oh, good, because I didn't really care.
Okay.
All right, sweet.
So nice.
I'm glad you got to go shopping. I really am.
Thanks.
Because, you know, how often do you really ever get to go shopping?
Not often.
Never.
Well, pretty much
Dave Ramsey says never.
Says never.
Right.
And so what I did was a very bad thing.
No, it was good.
It was good.
Unless you put it on credit cards, in which case, fired.
No.
Fired.
Well, there was a card involved, but it was the kind that already has the money in it.
That's good.
So.
Those are the good ones.
Yeah, that's the good
card. That's good.
I put it on that one.
Because the skirt that was $27 only cost $27, not, you know,
ew.
$73 later when it was...
I don't ever...
Spend that much?
No.
I don't know how much skirts cost.
This one was $10.50.
Oh, that's good.
See? Okay, next.
I have no idea. I don't know.
Well, you keep getting back into this whole fashion thing. How much did that shirt cost? You don't know.
Dollars.
It was probably around $17, $18.
Trend.
Maybe
no $26. No way, dude.
Maybe $26.
I probably got this on a clearance rack somewhere for like $6. There's no way I spend that much money on clothing.
Yeah, I don't either. If it's not on sale, I'm not getting a deal.
That's it. I'll walk in and I'll go to the clearance rack and be like, $4? Are you kidding me?
Want to know something exciting?
Yeah.
No, you don't. But I'm going to tell you anyway.
Okay.
The skirt that I'm going to wear tomorrow.
That's not exciting.
I got for free 50. Free 50 free.
How?
Completely free.
Did you steal it?
Yes.
Dude,
no.
We got to talk about this.
No. It was buy one, get one free. So
that was
the piece I got for free.
Nice.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I win.
You do win. Good job, you.
Thank you. You're so encouraging.
I am. Okay. Trying to be.
Okay.
We're talking about fashion and clothing. I'm so lost.
I know. I think you wore those pants yesterday.
I totally did. Maybe.
Just kidding.
Probably.
Possibly.
They smelled good, though, so, you know. Steve-O Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. The Temper Trap, song called Resurrection.
Dang, that's an ending.
That is a very, very long one.
Yes.
Good morning, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up?
Oh, you know, just being adventurous.
Yeah?
Yep. 6:32 now, it is Tuesday morning.
I was adventurous yesterday.
You were, you went to the mall, or shopping anyways.
Yeah, but I mean, in other ways I was adventurous.
Yeah, what'd you do?
And it was a bad adventure.
Oh, no.
I mean,
no,
I fixed
no, no.
it. But, okay, yesterday, my husband has been asking me to cut his hair for, like, 2 weeks. And I've done it before.
Uh-huh.
But yesterday, I, like, put on some music and then forgot to pay attention.
Oh, no, no, no,
And
no,
so
no,
I put on the clipper, and I thought, oh, yeah, I usually do a 5 at the on the top. And nope, I actually do a 7. And so his hair is really, 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 really short.
Really?
But here's the thing. When I cut it and I realized it was so short, I wasn't like so like upset because I was listening to music and singing along. So I was like singing. I'm like, oops, your hair's really short. Sorry. And I just kept shaving.
Oh, man.
And so.
Kelly has cool hair.
And it's gone.
You ruined his cool hair?
I'm so sorry. I felt so bad. I even apologized because he dropped me off for work today.
Uh-huh.
And I apologized. I was like, I'm
so
sorry.
Don't do that. Because you're drawing attention to his hair.
I said it looks good.
You can't apologize for the way he looks.
It's been that short before. It's not like it's anything new.
All right.
But it's just not how he wants it. So I said, I'm so sorry I cut it so short this time. And I got out of the car and ran away.
Wow.
Because I felt so bad.
You are a bad human.
I am.
You're not really. But
I'm terrible.
Speaking of hair, I got a text from Thebes, who apparently is watching on the webcam from California.
Which there's no audio.
And which is hilarious because he totally nailed it. He sent me a text that said, dude, smell my hair.
Yeah.
Because I totally made you smell my hair and beard.
Yes.
Which is kind of weird.
Well,
I made Stever do it too.
Yeah.
But
you're just really excited about whatever is in your
hair. I am. So I went to my friend who runs a Square Root Salon.
Yeah.
They support us. And said, bro, I need some, I need mustache wax. He was like, what? Why do you need mustache wax? I'm like, because I want to wax my mustache because I'm tired of it getting in my lip. And in my mouth.
Gross.
And he's like, dude, that's even grosser because then you'll get wax and it's nasty and it still, you have coarse hair. It's not going to shape well, blah, 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 blah. This is a dude I'm talking to,
yeah,
by the way. And so he suggested this beautifying oil.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So this morning I totally like showered and like, you know, scrubbed my beard and all that stuff and then got out and popped on this like oil stuff on my face and on my head.
And smells amazing, apparently.
But my hands are like kind of weird because you know how you like have oil or stuff. I'm not like a lotiony, oily kind of
yeah,
dude because I'm a dude.
Oh, whatever. You can use lotion.
I never really do though. You know what I mean? I'm not one of those people that's like, I get out of the shower and I'm like, oh, my skin
is cracking.
I got to put lotion on because I just care about my dermatological blah, blah,
your
blah, blah.
Dermatological blah,
yeah,
blah, blah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Cool.
I don't know the words. The right words to say in
just
this story.
Just your skin. Your epidermis.
So, ooh, yeah, 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 yeah. So, I don't know. Your crazy, awesome beauty world frightens and confuses me. I misunderstood things. So I decided that I was going to try and, you know, do these man things. So I put the oil in my head and on my beard. Uh-huh. Smells good, right?
Yeah.
Except I don't know how many people today I'm going to go ask to smell my face.
You shouldn't ask any more today. You should try tomorrow.
Okay, tomorrow.
Yeah.
You and Steve, that's it today.
No.
Okay,
yeah, just
you
us.
And Steve,
and
that's
we're
it.
Done.
And you guys are done. You both already tried that. Okay, yeah. Good. Okay. On that, though, I have 6 beauty treatments.
Woo!
That men are actually getting now.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Apparently, I'm not the only one that has been, you know, rocking my looks.
You spent a lot of time in
which
front of the mirror.
Which is hilarious because I'm wearing like a flannel, like I'm wearing a plaid shirt, my head shaved, and I've got this really gnarly, like crazy, scary terrorist beard.
What the heck?
Dude, you know, look how gnarly this thing is. It's disgusting.
How's your neck?
Yeah, my neckline. No, look. Hey, look over there.
Whoa, look at that neckline. It's so straight.
Yeah. Nobody else but you will ever notice it, and only because I pointed it out on purpose. Wow, and look at the fan up there.
You're like really lifting up your chin, too.
Mm-hmm.
This is so lame.
So anyways, apparently, dudes have been getting into beauty products, and not just like the beautifying oil that I used this morning, but big things.
Mm-hmm.
Number one on the list, which is kind of scary to me, Botox.
Oh, no.
Botox.
Where?
I don't know. Rumors have been rampant that 50-year-old Tom Cruise got regular Botox injections to look as young as his now ex-wife, Katie Holmes.
Ugh.
Yeah, started a trend. More and more men are getting the wrinkle-erasing injections, often at the suggestion of their significant other, or because they feel they want to look younger or more at ease.
So just anywhere there's wrinkles.
Apparently. The most commonly treated areas, forehead and the furrows between the eyes.
Oh, right here? Okay.
Yeah. Men are also asking for injections in their, I'm not kidding, their armpits.
Why?
To curb excessive sweating, says Dr. Schweiger.
But wouldn't that make you sweat more because there's more, like, there?
I don't know.
That doesn't make any sense.
This dude, he's a doctor in New York City. He's a dermatologist. He estimates patients in his practice to be about 60% women, 40% men these days.
That's so crazy.
Yeah, mostly in their early 30s.
So you're going to go get some?
I know, I'm like, hey, that's me. Number two, dermal fillers.
Dermal fillers. What is that?
See, exactly. I'm like, I don't even know what that is. Dermal fillers, it's a way to plump your face. Quote from the doctor, dermal fillers are injected into the skin and tissue to treat facial folds and wrinkles to replace volume that's been lost in order to give patients a more youthful appearance.
So Botox?
That's what it sounds like, right?
Yeah. Must be some different thing.
I don't know. This is used on smile lines and the lower eyelids to decrease the appearance of dark circles under the eyes.
Oh, I think they have like one of those expensive like roller things that you mm-hmm. can put under your eyes for mm-hmm. that. No need to spend a lot of money on that.
Number three, laser treatments. Guys are actually getting laser treatments to remove unwanted tattoos, fix botched hair transplants, and most commonly, erase acne scars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
The most effective treatment for severe acne scarring is the fractional CO2 laser.
Whoa.
According to this doctor, which pokes microscopic holes in the skin to stimulate the production of new collagen to fill in the acne scars and create smoother skin.
It sounds dangerous.
Sounds disgusting, and men are totally all about this right now.
You are.
I am not. Nor would I be about the rest of these, actually. Number four, tanning.
I've never been in a tanning bed. Look at this.
What?
My legs are completely different color than my arms.
The funny thing is, as a dude, I'm like, that's a gnarly scar. That's all I saw.
Yeah.
What'd you do?
That's my falling off the bike and my bike in fifth grade scar.
Oh, my gosh.
It was like my entire knee in fifth grade.
Yeah, I've got the, you know when you're standing on the edge of a building and you get all like tingly?
Yeah.
That's what I keep getting looking at that. That's a gnarly, oh, stop showing it.
Over the bike scar. Like I flipped over.
Oh, okay.
I lived in Moriarty, which we will be visiting tomorrow.
Yeah, tomorrow.
I was living in Moriarty and gravel roads, rocks in my cut. In my leg, it was crazy.
That's a gnarly scar.
I was supposed to get stitches, but I was too afraid. So
that looks like a gunshot wound, dude. And that is seriously like deep.
It's my smile scar.
I don't know if it's a smile. It looks more like a dude all like, oh, you know, like wide open mouth of doom.
I have two scars.
Wow, it's like a smiley face.
It's what I just said.
Yeah, I know, but now it makes sense because there's like the eyes and then the big old gaping mouth of doom.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy.
You have like Mount, sorry.
What?
I was going to say Mount Doom, like Mordor, you know.
Aww.
It's like on your knee.
You hate my life. You hate me. You hate me.
So tanning, number four.
That's where we came from. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tanning.
Why did you show me your arm and your leg again?
Because my arms are so much darker than my legs right now.
Oh.
And usually I fix this by this time in the summer.
I promise you nobody notices. You just showed me both of them by putting them against each other and I didn't know what you're talking about.
Oh, okay.
So I'm pretty sure nobody looks at somebody's arms and legs and is like, whoa, bro.
Well, let's see.
That's it, like at least three shades darker brown.
Way more than that.
The Jersey Shore guys aren't the only ones who tan these days. Men everywhere starting to realize that a sun-kissed glow goes a long way. And that faking it is the way to go. Actor Bradley Cooper actually created a stir when he showed up at the Valentine's Day movie premiere with a less than natural looking skin tone. We definitely have guys that come in for spray tans because they found out the miracle of contouring and how it makes you look more sculpted. They also use it to get rid of sock tans, says Cindy Barshop. She's the owner of New York City Spa Chain. She says a spray tan can even be used to create the illusion of six-pack abs.
What?
How lazy is that?
That's so funny. That's hilarious.
Talking about six beauty treatments that apparently are going the way of the dude.
So, tanning, Botox.
Botox, dermal fillers, laser treatments. Number five, waxing.
See, that when you said that you went to go buy beard wax, I thought you were talking
about waxing your mustache. Okay, Billiam, our music director.
He uses that.
He's got the like crazy 1930s, like twisted, curly up mustache.
But that makes sense to me.
It's like the hipster, you know.
But as a girl, when you say just wax
mustache
to me,
wax,
I'm thinking like you're ripping skin out of your...
Oh, this is the stupidest idea in the universe. Why would I ever do that?
I don't know.
No, mustache wax.
That's
like
what I was confused.
A sculpting agent.
Sculpting wax.
It's called mustache wax.
Okay.
Yeah.
But now I get it.
Now you get it. This is not the wax I was talking about. This is the Steve Carell, you know, Jeremy Piven. Apparently, it's more common than you think. In fact, men are getting their chest waxed, their brows shaped, even their...
No.
Quote, we have a lot of male clients who get their backs, chest, shoulders, neck, and yes, even Brazilian-style waxes.
Ow.
One of the most popular things at her shop.
No.
In New York City. I'm never going to New York. I've never been, and now like I kept thinking
over.
I wanted to go, and I'm realizing I really just don't.
You're not going to fit in.
No, I'm not. Number six, cosmetic dentistry. Veneers are common among male Hollywood actors who have million-dollar paychecks relying on their movie star mugs, but perfect smiles have also trickled into the mainstream. Men are realizing a great smile can help open doors in love, careers, and in life, says Dr. Ira Hanschuk of the Dental Design Center in New York City. So they're shelling out hundreds to tens of thousands of dollars for treatments like teeth whitening, porcelain veneers, and whatnot.
Wow.
The funny thing is I was at the dentist last week, and I even asked, hey, that's one I will say. So I drink a lot of coffee.
Yeah.
And they're like, no, you brush fine. You brush well. But if you're interested, here's one we recommend. I'm like, how much does something like that cost? That's
like only
crazy.
$800?
Yeah, I'm just going to keep drinking coffee.
Yeah.
My wife likes my teeth.
It's all that matters.
I don't care that much.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's crazy how much people shell out for stuff like that.
Yeah, dude.
So much money.
Kind of shocked by this. Manscaping beauty tips.
Manscaping.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's what it says. Six dude beauty tips that apparently are becoming very, very popular. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. If you're a dude and you have taken part in any of this,
you need to let us know.
I highly doubt anyone's going to call.
I don't think so either, but those are interesting facts.
It's becoming very, very popular. However, I still highly doubt it. Hey, I was honest. I used that crazy oil stuff on my hair.
Yeah.
I even had you smell my face.
It's true.
It's very true.
Because you're so proud of...
Kind of weird.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you prefaced it with, don't do anything weird. Yeah. Smell my face. I was like, okay.
Stever.
Morning.
Hey, Stever.
Good morning.
So does, like, trimming facial hair count?
Yeah, I kind of think it does, man. I just bought, like, a new trimmer thing, and I am awful. I can't figure out how to use it.
What about your eyebrows?
What?
What do you mean?
Like trimming your eyebrows?
With scissors?
No, with a trimmer.
With a trimmer?
Oh. Yes.
That, I guess...
I've never done that.
I've never had to do that.
Well, you don't get them like waxed or sculpted or whatever?
I pluck them.
Okay, yeah.
No, right, no plucking. Right,
no.
Why?
Well, no, for dudes.
Oh, for dudes?
Yeah.
You want to... You wouldn't go to like that place in the mall, in the middle of the mall, where they're using like thread and they're like...
No.
Have you seen that?
No.
Oh, man. Yes, it's scary. It's scary.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. So, a dude eyebrow shaping, waxing, sculpting.
Shape? No.
Just trimming with like a...
Because your eyebrow hair is so long.
Haven't you ever seen a dude and go, dude, those are like...
Eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Ed Brimley.
Okay. So should they trim them?
Yes.
My wife would say yes.
I think so, too.
My wife would say yes. In fact, I take that back because one time I was getting a haircut at a salon and they did that and I freaked, but it looked good. They totally like grabbed like, you know, a comb and went zzz, and I'm like, no, what?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Thank you. I guess I had some crazy hairs.
Yeah, I got to take care of those.
I guess. I don't know. I'm not very conscious of things like that. Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
He's gone. Yeah. He's gone. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. I don't know. You think manscaping, as they call it here, these beauty treatments that men are getting, you think it's important? Does Kelly do any of these things? Would you want Kelly to do any of these things?
No, I don't want him to. Well, he has one tattoo that he would be able to get rid of. But no, I don't think so. Like maybe if he... took care of his eyebrows.
I kind
of
feel like that's what makes us men, but...
No,
static!
Yeah, Steve-O?
Yeah.
It's just not that bad.
Right?
It's not that bad.
All right.
The truth of it is, if we go down the list of your entire thing...
You're totally going to have to turn your radio down, so you're confusing me and you.
I'm listening to me in the background.
I know. It's weird, so, right?
I know both of you guys. This is JB.
Oh, JB.
JB, what up?
What's up?
So, I'm just going to be honest. Like, the manscaping, my wife totally loves it.
Okay.
The eyebrows, I'm not going to lie. I got some gnarly eyebrows. My mother-in-law, she'll trim them down.
All right.
That's good.
The spray tan thing, not so much into that.
Yeah, no.
But you're, like, into, like, bodybuilding and stuff, too, aren't you?
You care about your physique.
So, you only get spray tanned if you're going to do a show.
Okay.
But I have learned, though, when you're in business, like you're going to like a business meeting or even at church, you see the older guys with like the big, crazy, gnarly eyebrows.
The caterpillar brows?
Yeah.
You can't take your eyes off.
This is true.
It's so true. That person.
Okay.
I agree.
That totally makes sense.
Eyebrows are huge.
I'm not going to lie. I've tried to call a million times, and this is the only time I can get through because no one's willing to admit that they actually do it.
Right?
So true.
Dude, here's my problem, though, with the eyebrows, because I got crazy eyebrows, but my problem is I just know I would totally screw it up and all of a sudden look like Vanilla Ice with, like, three little shave lines in my eyebrow.
Use a razor.
That's okay. Then we would just dye one of them a blonde color.
There you go.
Nice.
Call it a new trend.
I figure if my wife takes care of herself and she wants me to freshen up a little bit, I'm willing to do that for love.
Yeah, I agree.
All right.
I agree.
Right on, man.
See you guys.
All right, later, JB. 505-338-3700, the phone number if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. We're talking about manscaping. Dude beauty treatments that apparently men are getting. Botox on the list. Dermal fillers, laser treatments, tanning, waxing. Cosmetic dentistry, what do you think? 505-338-3700 or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
I think Well, Jed says, if Steve-O goes to New York, the dudes there are going to be like, who is this caveman?
Yeah, truth, truth. I'm not very metro. Is that the term, metro? Where you're like, oh, yeah. Hey, check me, I'm metro.
Like, that's like the 2005 term.
Oh, that was. That.
Yeah, okay. I don't know what it's called now. I'm so out of the loop.
I feel like that's what it's still
called.
Is
it still
metro? Yeah. I mean, that's a term across the board. It should just be a term.
Like you take
like
care
Levi
of
Lusko to me is the epitome of like metro. That dude's like, boom. He always has like perfect hair and just right on. Or like Nick Crespo.
Dude.
That dude's metro.
Yeah. Well, they care
Or
about,
has it become hipster?
I think it's like hipster now.
Yeah, but I don't feel like they're hipsters.
Well.
They were hipster before hipster was hipster.
That's right. That's right.
Therefore, you know. I don't know. That's why I think of them. Because they're like, no, that's always been the way they looked before the whole trend set in. So they set the trends.
It's true. Okay, here's the thing. We talked about fashion a little bit yesterday. But The day before, I talked about fashion for like an entire hour.
Who am I? I think I gotta go. No. I gotta go.
But here's the thing.
I got my fashion quota in.
I feel like you should dress how you feel comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's what's
Stormtrooper cool. T-shirt.
You're still... Okay, here's the thing. You're very 90s. And that's coming back.
Oh.
So pretty soon you'll be like, yeah, I've been dressing like this for 20 years.
I really have. I look like Kurt Cobain. I'm wearing a plaid long sleeve shirt and a Stormtrooper shirt.
It's not big enough.
What?
Because Kurt Cobain has like really, really big flannels.
All right.
Yeah.
Had.
Oh,
too soon?
Yeah.
Steamer.
Hey, Mitch.
Yes. Yes, sir.
When are the 70s coming back?
Never.
Oh, you know what? I'm thinking like 2030 when we've really run out of ideas.
Amazing. 505-338-3700, the phone number, or of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Talking about dudes, I guess, caring about what they look like. 6 dude beauty treatments. I don't know. I don't know that I could ever jump on board these. Let us know what you think. 505-338-3700.
Many opportunities to get tattoo laser.
Never.
I know, right?
Ever.
You spend
ever,
so much money on ever. That. Why would you get that erased?
Never. 505-338-3700, the phone number. We got to take a quick break. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to Static Radio.
It is Static Radio.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Still.
Hanging with you. It is Tuesday. We've been talking about manscaping.
For about 15 minutes and...
I think that's my longest time ever talking about beautifying dudes.
But that's you learning a lot?
Apparently I am. And I just learned a lot more.
Why?
I'll tell you.
Okay.
I will tell you. According to this study, anyways, a survey in the UK, by the way, showed a 66% increase in the number of men visiting beauty salons in the last year alone. But not just overseas. New York City-based dermatologist Dr. Eric Schweiger estimates 40% of his practice is men.
Wow.
Yeah, most in their early 30s. So, the top 6... beauty treatments that men are getting these days. Number 1, Botox.
Okay.
We talked about that.
It's so weird.
I know. Dermal fillers,
which
number
is
2.
Like Botox.
Which to me is Botox. Yeah, I don't get it. I don't understand the difference. Number 3, laser treatments, tattoo removal.
That's
hair removal.
I guess if you got
acne scars.
I guess if you got a tattoo that you really, really hate.
See, I've had those before though.
You can get
and
them covered
Dave
up.
Just covered them. Yeah.
Yeah, look at that. It's like a fish.
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah, there was used to be the Queen Alien from the Aliens movies on my forearm.
I'm so glad it's been
totally
covered up.
Totally underneath this fish. I can still kind of see it because I remember where it was. It was right there.
Oh,
kinda
see?
Can kind of see it.
Gross.
But you can't. All
I'm
you
so,
see is a fish.
I'm so glad.
Number 4, tanning.
Okay.
I will never, ever, 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 ever do that.
I just imagine you like out by the pool, like
ever,
like with those aluminum thing that's like reflecting sunlight on your face.
Well, see, when I think of tanning, I think of
like
going into like the spray tan, or going into like one of those tanning booth places.
Dude, the sun works.
Mm-mm.
Like, just go into the sun.
Why would I want to do that though?
I don't know.
It hurts me. It hurts me.
It hurts you.
Number 5, waxing.
Okay.
Dudes, apparently.
But not like your face, like your legs and
every
like,
your chest, brows.
Your a Brazilian wax, as you said.
Yeah.
Ugh, that's so scary.
Everywhere.
Okay.
Backs, chest, shoulders, neck. Yeah. Even Brazilians.
Ugh.
That's what this, yeah, according to this New York City. Wow.
Wow.
Number six, cosmetic dentistry. Veneers or, you know, really expensive professional teeth whitening.
But.
Oh, it's so not anymore. Oh, it so used to be. So, so used to be.
Not anymore.
It's so not. Stop singing that. It's not.
He sounds really sad about it, too.
He is sad because it was. Oh, man.
Get it? Man.
Man. Man, oh, man. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio if you'd like to chime in on the conversation. JB already called in this morning because he was like, hey, if my lady does all that for me, I'm going to do for her as well.
Well, it's part of hygiene, I expect. I think.
Is it part of hygiene?
Yes, taking really? Taking like care of yourself. Not
making
Botox.
Making sure I brush my teeth, put on deodorant, and sculpt my eyebrows before I go to work. Really, bro?
No, not like that. Mm. I mean, like I'm not as far as Botox or waxing.
Let's be clear. It's called Botox.
I'm sorry. Botox. That's right. Making right. It a little bit more manly. No, it's still Botox. Or whatever the other one was, dermid something tox.
Yeah.
But so we asked on Facebook, manscaping, how far can dudes go with beautifying themselves? And
got can few, they or should they? Or
can they?
Oh, they can go pretty far. They,
yeah, but how? Oh, yeah, how far should? It's totally, mm-hmm. It should be should.
Yeah, it should.
Yeah, man,
it
this is like, should. May I or can I?
Yeah, good
I like
job.
That. My second grade,
queen.
My second grade teacher. Can you? Yes, can you? Now, may. I was like, oh, man, I need a bathroom. Thanks, second grade teacher.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
So, facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Get your thoughts in.
Yeah.
We have a few already. TJ says, I've been told that swishing hydrogen peroxide like you would mouthwash whitens your teeth. Been doing it for a week. We'll see if it works out.
Let us know. That kind of scares me.
I have this mouthwash now that I think there's a lot of peroxide in it, but it hinders my taste buds. Like,
yeah.
For like the next 24 hours, I can't taste anything.
Yeah, I want to know what the long-term side effects of swishing hydrogen peroxide is, because you're right. It's like, wow, everything tastes the same.
And it's fizzing forever.
Yeah, no thanks.
Yeah.
No thanks.
He says, also, I've got naturally wavy hair, so during the summer, I straighten it. Otherwise, it would fro out with all the humidity. I guess that's about as far as I'll go.
That's still pretty far.
Well, no.
I do not own a, like, well, I don't have
you
hair
don't
anymore.
Own hair.
I don't own hair anymore. But when I had hair, I definitely did not. My wife tried to, what is that thing called, flat iron? She tried to do that once, and I'm like, get away from
here's, me. Here's the thing. I'm going to go ahead and call you out right now. I just found a picture that was about, what, how many years old? That had to have been 5 years old? 4 years old?
Wait, which one?
You with the three amigos, and you're like, with a bunch of people around, and you're like, hey, and I said, and I gave it to you, I said, here you go, long hair, and your hair was perfectly straight.
I didn't do my hair back then, though. That was just how it fell.
It was really straight.
Thank you. It's naturally beautiful. See, I'm just naturally. I don't have to beautify. I'm already beautiful.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh.
I like Thebes on Facebook. 1 Corinthians 16:13.
He says, "Be watchful, stand firm in the faith, act like men, be strong." He says, even in context, there is no mention of Botox.
That's right.
True dat.
JD actually has done one of these of the
I didn't even see that.
Beautifying.
Oh, yeah.
Man things.
He says, I got veneers. It was only out of necessity. He said he had some gaps and needed those bad boys taken care of.
Right.
It does boost your confidence, although I hope I never find myself jumping on board with those other tips.
Yeah.
Thankfully,
that's Yeah. See, and that was, he had to get that done. That wasn't like a, hey, man.
I could get this. I have perfect teeth already, or I could just get these.
I want beautiful teeth.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go ahead and do that now, see? And good news, because this morning, you know, I came into work, and I will be honest, I asked you to smell my face. I had you and Stever smell my face.
Yeah.
Because I got this, like, oil. Mm-hmm. Because I went to Square Root, and they were like, oh, don't do, you know, I was going to get mustache wax, right? Because I was like, oh, I need mustache wax because I got this crazy stash growing. And they actually said not to because it will hurt my face.
Oh.
Because I already have coarse hair, apparently, and it'll
rip out.
Stab my face.
Yeah.
So he was like, dude, just get some oil. Get some, like, a nice oil, whatever, you know. So my wife already had some, like, beautifying oil. I don't know, man.
Yeah.
It smells really good. And so I got out of the shower this morning and, like, put that on my face and on my hair and everywhere. And my beard looks shiny and good. Check that out.
Looks real nice.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Totally.
My hair is so not straight in that Three Amigos picture. It is so, like, wavy and weird and crazy.
The picture.
Lies.
It's straighter than normal.
Lies.
Actually, you don't have hair, so I guess there's no normal.
By the way, we're talking about beautifying men.
Man.
Facebook.com/MySaticRadio. Let us know what you think.
Phoebe says he's preemptively turning over in his grave.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. Mandy says, lose the unibrow and keep the neck beard at bay. Uh-huh. But unless you are a swimmer or cyclist, you had better have hairier legs than me. Thank you. I agree. It's so weird. I'm like, why is... He doesn't have any hair.
Yeah, that's... Like, no, thank
weird.
You.
So
no,
weird.
No, thank you.
Like, I can't imagine all the trouble that a dude has to go through to have not have hair on his legs.
Yeah, dude, look at this. I've got, like,
hairy
legs.
Oh, man. There's hair there.
I've got really hairy legs, yeah.
See... Sorry.
These are man legs, except they're like man chicken legs. So, Static. I mean, Stever. That guy.
Hey.
Hey, man.
I was a swimmer.
You were a swimmer?
Did mm-hmm. you shave your legs?
Did you wax?
No.
Oh. You were in a, like, junior Olympic swimmer, too.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So, I think that's it.
No, no waxing.
No waxing.
So, no excuses then.
No excuses.
Unless you're Michael Phelps.
But what if you have to... Oh, gross. Okay, I can't think about this anymore.
What?
Because I was going to say, what if... What if you have to, like, obviously all the Olympic swimmers are wearing...
Steve-O and Mitch in the morning on Static Radio.
You haven't heard it? You mean to tell me that you haven't heard it?
No, I haven't heard it. Here, play it. It's really terrific when you hear it.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to Static Radio.
It's already 7:39.
Steve-O and Mitch hanging with you. We've been talking about men. Mans... Dudes, people.
This is a man!
Ah! Yep.
Very true, we have been. And how far should they go in beautifying themselves?
Yeah, I think we've gotten some pretty good advice this morning.
This yeah. You know. Hey, there it is.
Yep. We're talking about these new beauty treatments that men are getting into. Botox. Thanks to Tom Cruise, apparently.
Ew.
Made it quite popular. He got regular Botox injections.
How does Tom Cruise make anything popular?
He had to look as young as his ex-wife, Katie Holmes. He's made shorter men popular.
I don't know. I don't... Tom Cruise.
The funny thing is I feel like normally, quote-unquote, tall.
Well, like you're normal like, what, size. 5'10"?
Yeah.
That I feel like that's pretty average.
But lately, like, I was hanging with Ethan.
Well, he's ginormous.
Nate.
Tall.
You know, it's like, dang it.
Don't ever.
Thought I was cool.
Yeah.
Thought I was tall enough.
You're tall enough to be in New Mexico.
There you go. I'm New Mexico tall.
Yeah, you are.
5'10".
You are.
That's New Mexico
if
tall.
If I walk up to someone and they're taller than me, I'm like, oh, wow. And I'm 5'3", so.
Yeah.
5'3¾", actually. Let me just get that straight.
Yeah, so, oh, boo.
But I don't know. You could you could maybe ask God to make you taller.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I ask every single time I pray.
Pretty sure I'm pretty sure I'm done growing.
Oh, see, I'm not convinced I am. Not yet.
I know you are.
Not yet.
You
25. That's the age.
It says who?
Me.
Oh, okay. Did you Google it? I'm pretty sure you're done growing.
No.
Yeah.
I'm not going to Google that.
So we're talking about men and beautifying things, and I stumbled across a great article. A great article.
Okay.
These are the top 5 lies men tell.
About beautifying themselves?
In general.
Okay, in general.
To the ladies.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Top 5 lies. It's kind of sad.
Yeah, it's a little. I'm not looking forward to it.
Tell me if you've heard these before.
Okay.
And don't think, men, that the ladies are off the hook.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. Number one, and I feel weird about saying lies, because sometimes reading these as a dude,
How do we recover?
Reading these as a dude, I feel like they're not so much lies as they are protection of the opposite sex. How's that?
Okay, I can maybe handle this.
Because number one is no way you look fat in that. There's no way.
Oh.
No. Yeah.
That's okay. I've never heard that because I've never asked.
Yeah, that's good. See, and that's the big thing. This is coming from Yahoo. There are quotes from different men who answered on this one. And Lance24 said, whenever my girlfriend asks how she looks before we go out, my answer is always, you look hot. Because once, I tried to tell her that her skin-tight dress made her look a little like a prostitute.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, I've gotten the whole, you shouldn't wear that. And I'm like, what? Why?
Yeah.
Why? Exactly. Tell me.
Yeah, so much so that Lance says she threw his cell phone at her.
Oh, gosh.
At him and broke it.
Oh.
So that's a problem.
That's called an anger problem.
I think
problem.
We tried to be honest once, and it totally backfired, even though you're the one that asked the question. You're wearing the crazy knee-high boots, man.
They're not knee-high, they're mid-calf.
Okay.
Yeah, I got them from the mid-calf section.
Yeah. Michael, 42, says, I love my wife, but I hate it when she asks my opinion on the trendy outfit she buys, because what do I know about fashion?
Well, it's kind of like, okay, I asked my husband if I could buy these boots, and he was like, yeah, go for it. And then you, like, waltzed in, and I'm like, oh, brown or black? Brown or black boots? And you said black, and I'm like, eh, brown. And so I bought the
You're
brown.
Talking to the 90s guy, though.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, black. And I even told you why. I'm like, dude, the black, because they remind me of the combat boots I wore in the 90s, like my Doc Martens.
And that's what made me get the brown.
Exactly.
I was like, oh, I'm not going to Nini.
But
no.
Again, like this dude, what do I know about fashion? His quote, if I leave the house with two matching socks, that's a fashionable day for me. His answer is, you look great always, because as long as she thinks she looks good, it doesn't really matter what I think.
Huh? Okay.
So that's number one. Top five quote-unquote lies men tell. Number two, husbands to their wives. No, I don't mind when you use my razor. Yes.
Here's the thing.
Mitch, that's a lie.
Okay. I hope my husband is listening. Because I have never used his razor.
Really?
Never.
Wow.
I have my own razor, but he has used mine, and it is not okay.
You're not supposed to out your husband like that.
I had to tell. I had to say.
Oh, Stever's high-fiving you.
Yeah,
you're getting an air five.
Air five. Because
from across the way.
That is disgusting.
You're right.
We went over this yesterday. I was like, whoa. You used my razor? No!
Yeah.
You have your own!
Exactly.
I was so grossed out.
Jason, 33, says, some things are just sacred to a man, and his shaving products are among those things.
Apparently not.
By the way, 505-338-3700 is the phone number. It's 505-338-3700, if you'd like to chime in. There are very few things in life as satisfying as a good clean shave, according to this guy, who says, I can't enjoy it quite as much when I know where my now dull razor has been. Yeah, dude.
Aww.
Chrissy has her own as well. Like, there's no sharing.
You haven't used yours in a while.
Oh.
Because you have, what?
Oh, I thought you were calling out my neckline.
No,
I'm like,
you have
what are you talking about? It's straight. My neckline is straight. Look at my neckline.
Look up. No, your neckline is straight, but you've been shaved anywhere else.
See, and here's the other thing. I can't shave in the shower. Because I have a beard thingy, so I have to just trim like the cheeks in my... But I got to do that in front of the mirror. And most
Such
ladies shave in the shower.
Yeah.
So I don't think we've ever had that problem because I'm never in the shower like, oh, I totally need to shave my face right now in the shower, not in front of a mirror.
That's good.
If I had like a bath, like a shower mirror.
Oh, one of those things that like suction.
I just don't see that working though, because I feel like, wouldn't it get all steamed up?
That's what I think every time I see one of those, but maybe we're missing something.
It's like a magical mirror that never steams up.
If that doesn't exist, you should totally
invent
that.
It, yes, because I'm such a magical creature like the unicorn. Me and the unicorn, man, we bro down. We're like this.
And Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Magical.
Magical.
Number three. This one is sad.
Okay.
This one I don't like. Number three of the top five quote-unquote lies men tell.
Okay.
I was so not checking that chick out. Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
What do you have to say?
Mm-mm.
Nothing?
Nope. I actually we just had this conversation a few weeks ago. My wife and I were talking to a younger couple in our church about this very thing.
Yeah.
Because he feels like no matter what, wherever he looked, he would get smacked.
It's not okay.
So I was like, I wasn't, but I really wasn't.
And then it makes it look like he was because
right.
He's trying to defend himself.
Yep. Stever.
Young guys.
Yeah.
Guys.
Just close your eyes.
It's the second look.
Ah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's true.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. What if it's the first long look, though? I mean, that's just as bad. That's just... Sorry, did I just undo that for young guys? Sorry, I apologize. If it's longer than the two-second look... Okay, anyways. Number four, and I gotta be honest, I may or may not have said this one before.
Oh, no.
Top five lies men tell.
Okay.
Number four, I'm 5 minutes away.
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be right there. I'm right around the corner.
But here's the thing. That's not just a guy thing. That's not just a guy thing.
No, that's not so much a lie as it is an exaggeration.
Yeah.
Because nine times out of ten.
That's a lie.
No, nine times out of
ten. That's a lie. Is it true? No. Shh. Is it true?
I'm on my way.
Are you 5 minutes away? Yes or no? Yes.
Relatively
yes.
Speaking.
Yes or no? Are you
no.
5 minutes away? It's a
You're
lie.
Right. Static.
Oh, my gosh. You guys are too much. Okay, so check this out. So the first couple ones, Steve, dude, I hate to disappoint you, bro, but they do have a mirror in the shower that does not fog.
Really?
Okay, see,
like really,
it's magical.
They totally already invented it. Yeah, well, they have water that runs through the back of the mirror. They like hook up to the shower head somehow, and so they don't fog.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I get it.
I gotta say they're pretty gangster. I don't have one.
I want one.
I would rock a gangster mirror in my shower. Only if it played Snoop Dogg. Now Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion.
Now Snoop Lion and Dre beats the whole time. Yes.
And the whole shaving with the razor, the wife shaving. My wife asked me, she was like, well, does it really matter? And I was like, yeah.
Yes, it does.
It does.
Like, my gosh. It ruins the razor for a dude. I mean, for a dude, we need sharp razors when we're shaving our face.
Yep.
And women tend to shave their legs a whole lot fat. They shave their legs like they're in a race.
It's an Olympic sport.
It is. Yeah,
it is an Olympic sport.
It needs to be.
Should be part of the summer games because it freaks me out. Because I'm like, oh.
Whenever
my wife didn't get is like after they're done, it's like shaving with a pumice stone.
But you know, like, it works.
I walk
so
in
true.
Awful.
Yeah.
See,
and then
this is helping me understand, guys. Just so you know, because I didn't realize you had to shave with a really sharp razor.
Yes, you do.
Because
on your neck, you get shaving bumps on your neck.
Oh.
And it's awful.
It hurts.
Like you said, my razor, I can use the same razor for like 2 months and it works perfectly fine. And there's nothing wrong with it.
Define works perfectly fine.
As
you guys have a crazy, wicked higher tolerance than us for pain, and you guys just kind of rip that up, man. It doesn't matter.
I can't wax my. If I wax my eyebrows, you'll see a grown man crying.
Yeah.
They do it like, oh, man.
Nothing's wrong.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, and then, what was the other one?
Let's see.
The checking out other girls.
Yep.
So okay, the summertime especially makes it worse because
you can just stare at the clouds,
right.
Stare at the sky.
So here's the thing, man. Is you just gotta, especially as a married couple or not married couple, doesn't matter if you're single.
Yeah.
You know, you have to purpose yourself not to look.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's all it is. Like me and my wife from Rio Rancho, and we were driving down the hill, and there's a car wash, and you know you can see far enough ahead to see. I mean, it's like when you're driving, you
mm-hmm.
look far down the road to see trouble coming. You know, and if you see a bunch of people standing on the side of the road for car wash signs, you know, dressed in bikinis, you just
right.
don't look.
Right.
You know?
So, yeah, as much as awful. I would like to blame it on all the scantily clad ladies these days, Job does clearly say, I have made a covenant with my eyes not to look lustfully at women. And so it's on the dude. It is on the dude, no matter how hookerish people dress these days.
That's right.
Yeah.
And it's okay. And then two more things. Okay, the next to last is if your wife asks you how she looks. I'm learning. You know, I'm a newlywed. Me and my wife got married in November 11th, 2011.
Nice.
Hey.
All right.
And it's both of our second marriage.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm learning that, you know, when she's asking how do I look in this, I mean, I'm honest with her, but I give her the alternative. I'm saying, well, I don't really care for that. How about that dress?
Ah,
you know,
smart
and a
man.
Lot of it is good. She just wants to know that I'm interested because she tells me that, you know, she's not dressing for herself. She's dressing because she wants to look good for her husband.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so I give her the option of, you know, well, I don't necessarily like that one. How about this one? You know, and that helps. So
I like that.
And then
I'm taking
the last one, dude. The last one, the Botox. Oh, dude. Oh,
yeah.
Man. Yeah. What is wrong with guys?
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
So, I mean, my grandfather, he's an old farm boy from Oklahoma, and all his brothers are old farm boys. And, you know, it's like there used to be a day where the measure of a man was in his word and the sweat of his brow.
Yeah, man.
And it's like, you know, you were a man if you had calluses and blisters on your hands. You know, my boys, my sons, they're 7 and 8. And, you know, we'll get outside and do yard work. And they'll get all excited when they get blisters because I tell them, I'm like, that's how you get man hands.
You know?
And they get all,
yes.
They're like, I got blisters. And, you know, they're not like, well, Daddy, do I need Botox for my eye?
Right. Good. I need a Band-Aid.
Yeah, right.
What is this for? An object on my finger. Yeah. Could
there
be part
go,
of the
man.
Problem. Right on, man. Thanks
Thank
for the call.
Thank you.
Have a good morning.
You too. 505-338-3700, the phone number. That's 505-338-3700. We've been talking about the men this morning.
Yeah.
Kind of picking on us. Kind of picking on us. But the top five lies men tell. Yeah. Number one, no, you don't look fat in that.
Oh.
I know. Number two, I don't mind when you use my razor.
Ugh.
It's a lie, Mitch.
They're in the beginning of a relationship.
It's a lie.
Yeah.
Yeah. We husbands do mind.
Yeah, I mind.
Now you know.
As I've never used my husband's razor.
I know, but now you know why we need a sharp razor.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know
now
that.
I know. Yeah,
I'll tell you what, man. The scrapity scrape. That's what it sounds like when you guys shave your legs. I'm like, oh, this just sounds awful. It's like a
it's
torture
so
scene.
Funny.
Yeah, yeah. Number three, no, I was not checking out that other girl.
Aww.
Number four, which is the one that I have said, I'm 5 minutes away. Yeah, I'm on my way. Oh, yeah.
I don't feel like that's the guy thing.
I have
that's
the intention of being 5 minutes away. I mean to be on my way. I mean to be right around the corner.
I don't feel like that's just a guy thing, because my best friend does that.
Oh.
I'm like, really?
I've learned that the first time, just like, no, I'm sorry. I left the house late.
I'm 5 minutes away, meaning I'm leaving the house now.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Static.
Good morning. It's Mark.
Hey, Wiggins.
This is what I ask my wife anytime she pretty much asks me anything, is what are you looking for here? So if she wants the truth, she'll get the truth.
All right.
If she just wants, you know, she just wants my attention, then let me know that too. I just want your attention right now. All right, what do you got?
Yep.
How do I look in this? You look awesome.
There you go.
Is that the truth? No, you didn't ask for the truth. You asked for my attention. But my wife
Amazing.
Usually does look awesome. Most times I'm just teasing her. So
there you go.
But it depends
go.
On the day. The top five depend on the day as well.
There you go.
Very true.
Dude,
right, good
hey,
morning.
Congratulations hey. To your daughter.
Thank you.
On a billboard?
Oh, yeah. I thought you met my other daughter who just got her GED. I was like, oh, sweet. How did you know? That's crazy.
Isn't your girl in a magazine this month,
dude?
Yeah, I have twins, so every once in a while I have to talk about the daughter that's not on the billboards and on TV and all that kind of stuff.
Aww.
So
that's well,
but yes,
bet
thank
they're
you
both
so
wonderful.
Much. Yes.
Okay, hey, how about this? Let's talk about your other daughter.
Okay, she is exactly like me, and it drives me crazy.
Nice.
Because we just want to hang out and watch TV most times, and we don't want to tell the truth because it takes too much time. A simple yes or no, or what are you looking for here, usually helps.
That's pretty good.
Wow. All right,
yes,
Wiggins.
Thank you for asking, and thank you. Yeah, she's doing awesome. We've been getting texts from all kinds of different places, like, where are you on a billboard? You're on Caesar's Palace. You're on blah, blah.
That's pretty amazing.
That's cool.
Blah, 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 blah. God bless you guys. Have
God
a good
bless
morning.
You too, man. All right.
Bye.
Wiggins.
Fireman Wiggins.
Fireman Wiggins. I love that guy. We got to take a quick break.
All right.
It's just before 8 o'clock, which means New Music Tuesday.
Coming on.
Right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
It's really terrific when you hear it.
Yep. Good morning.
Good morning.
It is 8:05, and you know what that means.
New Music Tuesday? It's the
time for New Music Tuesday.
You need to listen to this.
I was right.
You were right.
I was right.
You were so right.
That was just a guess.
That was a good guess.
Thanks.
Yep, it is New Music Tuesday. I love it. I hear rumor that we are going to... We're going to have a good New Music Tuesday.
I told you.
Oh, we're going to have a good New Music Tuesday.
Are we?
Have you heard this?
I have.
I know who this is.
Okay.
So yeah. I just like choked on breakfast burrito.
that's not good.
That's not
This good. Is exciting right here.
I thought so. So I figured, why not put it in?
Oh, snap.
And we got a couple local tracks and some non-local tracks. It's pretty packed today.
Word.
Jam-packed.
Yeah, wow. We should probably get to this, huh?
Yeah, you know,
should we save this or you want to do that first? Do you have like the hey, this is the last one should be like
I kind of want to save that bottom one for
okay.
last. Yeah.
Can do. Yeah. I've never heard of them.
You will after
They're
today.
The
do
best.
Do I know who they are?
No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
But two of these bands that we're going to listen to are related somehow this morning.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to tell you which ones.
Okay.
You're going to have to guess.
All right. I like this. This is going to be fun.
Two of the bands have the same singer-songwriter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man. Now I'm going to have to really listen and pay attention.
Yeah.
So, you want to kick it off right with this one? What do you want to do?
It's a good note to start on.
Okay.
Kind of a kapow to the morning.
I didn't even know that this was a... project until this last weekend. I was on Twitter and someone retweeted, in fact I think it was Dustin who retweeted Mars Hill saying, hey, new EP coming out.
Yeah.
And yeah,
the EP's actually coming out in a week or two.
Yeah,
for this band,
dude, I'm excited. Mars Hill have their own label now.
Mm-hmm.
And putting out some really good music. We already played Kenosis Citizens.
Mm-hmm.
And now this one, I hope.
Featuring Dustin Kensrue.
Dustin Kensrue's new project!
Ow!
It's called The Modern Post Thrice.
Like, no, that's not what it's called.
It's yeah. interesting because, I mean, it's like it's a new project, but at the same time, it's his, like, worship job thing. So
yeah.
I'm going to be curious to see how far they really go as far as, like, promoting it as
yeah.
a band, or if they're just going to kind of keep it to the Mars Hill peeps.
I don't know.
You know,
I feel like they're starting a label for a reason.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
They're smart. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday time. We got Dustin Kensrue's new project, The Modern Post Thrice.
Or just The Modern Post.
Yes, but it is Post Thrice.
It is.
I'm curious to see.
It's like Wheel of Fortune.
The Modern Post. Postmodern Modern.
Yes, there it is. The Modern Post song is called Grace Alone. That's also the title track
mm-hmm.
to the new EP that'll be out soon. I haven't heard this yet, so I'm pretty amped. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Dig it or bury it. It's The Modern Post. Static Radio. The Modern Post, song called Grace Alone, right here on Static Radio. It's New Music Tuesday, so tell us what you think. That the brand new one from Dustin Kensrue, his latest project. And what do we got so far?
Facebook, we got some comments that are loading at the moment.
So you know some comments, I got to buy some time because
yeah,
it didn't load it up beforehand.
Taylor says, I like it. I might even want to buy this song.
Yeah?
There you go. Nelvin says, dig. TJ says, fantastic. Worship music makes the world go round.
I believe that song is available for free download online.
Really?
If you hunt it down, yeah.
There it is.
That's good news.
Yeah.
Giovanna says, it's good, but it sounds like everything at...
South by Southwest.
South by Southwest, 6 years ago. I guess it's a keeper, she says.
Okay.
Jeff White says, oh yes, this guy never stops blowing my mind how he never does the same thing twice, but always sounds amazing.
Dude, yeah.
Dustin Kensrue.
Yeah.
Ethan says, even when he goes mainstream, he is a revolutionary genius. Love it. Nate says, I dig, but I'm going to miss him being in Thrice.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I'm saddened by the loss of one of the greatest bands in the universe.
Yeah.
But you mentioned free download.
Mm-hmm.
Check this out. Just got a phone call. From Micah. Micah Talks, good friend of the show, and he actually produced a band that we premiered on New Music Tuesday just a few short weeks ago,
yeah.
Harrison Hudson. They are offering their entire album for free at Noise Trade. So are you going to post a link?
Yeah.
Dude, it's a great record.
It is amazing.
What is up with great artists just giving away their music?
Because they're not doing it for the money.
And it's to the point where there's so much music and artists competing now. I think if you don't throw out your good music for free, then you're not really going to have a shot of getting your name out there. Because
truth.
I mean,
yeah, it's absolutely in this day and age of everybody just kind of like ripping it from the internet somewhere, anyways.
Exactly.
Might as well get it from the source. And then, you know, there is an option to support. So,
right, yeah.
If you love something, you should definitely support it.
Or you send out a couple free albums and get them hooked, and then you charge.
I've heard of that idea before somewhere.
Marketing?
Somewhere. Oh, Breaking Bad, yes. Drug dealers. That's right. Yeah, yeah.
CDs are better than drugs.
Give them a few singles for free, man. Get them hooked, and then we'll make them buy the whole record.
Basically.
Yeah, okay. Tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We got some free music for you to download from Harrison Hudson, which is amazing. I love it. Also, brand new music from The Modern Post, Dustin Kensrue's new project. Excited about that. And we're going to keep it moving. What do we got next? What do you want to do?
Do you want to dip into the locals?
Yeah.
We got a couple.
Got a couple locals?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Yeah. I like this.
Life Never Lost is one. They just sent me this yesterday.
Actually. Really?
Yeah. So I have not listened to it.
Okay.
Discretion.
Really? All right. Here we go. Life Never Lost. The song is called Pressuring Walls, and it is New Music Tuesday. So you dig it. Bury it. It's a local submission. You can submit your music at mystaticradio.com. Here it is. Dig it or bury it.
Yep.
We shall see you. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And William.
Hey.
Static Radio. Life Never Lost.
Yeah. Yeah. Good.
Static Radio. Thank you. Good night.
Good morning.
Forever.
One more song. One more song.
Really?
No, you were like saying good night. You're getting off stage.
I know. I'm just curious if the crowd would chant that or not.
I don't know.
Tell us what Facebook says. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Vocals!
Let us know what you think. Right now, Gabby says, I can dig it. Not bad. And Thieb says, interesting. I like it. And that's all the comments. Hold on.
It's hilarious because we immediately got like 20 comments on the Modern Post. Maybe these are people's friends, and so they're like, I don't want to comment.
I have more now.
Pretty much everybody is absolutely loving it.
Tim says dig. Brian says digging it. Keep it around for the way too early Wednesday. Could make rotation. I think me like E. That's what he says. I'm doing the whole thing. Joey says amazing. Giovanna says not my cup of chocolate milk, but I get it. I say keep it. Support the locals. Oh, wait. I'm supposed to be bashing the locals, huh? That's what she said. Caleb says dig. Gracious dig. Brandon says diggy, diggy, dig, dig. Oh, man. And then Nelvin says they need to ditch the bad Casio. That's
like what I
first
said.
That was said.
First comment.
The first comment I made.
But so digging the rest of the song.
Okay. And there it is. If you're a local and you would like to get your music played on Static Radio, all you got to do is send it to us. We play what we get, man. Good,
pretty
bad, or
much.
Otherwise. So
good, bad, and ugly.
Yeah, exactly. So you can send it in at mystaticradio.com. We will play it. And we got another local band, right?
Yeah, the last one in the morning. This is a band we're familiar with already.
Absolutely. I'm bummed that it's not the Bad Religion cover.
it could be. It might be in there.
Somewhere?
If you look it up.
Really?
I don't know if I loaded it.
Oh, okay.
You can find out. But if not, we have this song that they also submitted.
Yeah.
And it's one that they...
We're going to have to do that next time.
They played this one.
Oh, really?
At the Battle of the Bands.
Oh, okay.
Oh, so yeah. I've heard this one. I know
you have heard this
like
one.
This.
Then they did a cover of 21st Century Digital Boy by Bad Religion that I was actually, as a 90s kid, I'm like, hey, I love this song. This isn't half bad. So
that's always good.
Yeah. Hey, your music's not half bad.
Yeah.
Oh, thanks. They were part of our Battle of the Bands, which was awesome. So say we all, and apparently they played this one. I missed it.
Yes.
I missed it.
So you can catch up.
I can catch up now. Passionate Youth is the name of the song. Dig it or bury it. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam. Static Radio. So say we all. Passionate Youth. Static Radio. Yeah. New Music Tuesday, by the way. Welcome to it. Welcome to it. So,
That was a local band.
It was, yeah. So Say We All.
Yeah.
What did everybody say?
See, Greg says
online.
The Vox are great. The voices are great.
He says they're crazy.
Crazy. Oh, crazy.
Vox are crazy.
Crazy. He's like a mixture of Rise Against with a hint of Coheed, the Mars Volta. Mars Volta.
Wait. Did he just compare that local band to Rise Against and Coheed and Cambria and the Mars Volta?
He did.
That's incredibly flattering for the local band.
That is incredibly flattering.
So I guess you don't share
also
the same opinion.
Also slightly inaccurate. No, I mean, it was good, but I don't know. Those bands are like on a different, I don't know. It's like if you have this like pianos in your song or something, all of a sudden it's like, dude, that was a great, like, reminded me of like Coldplay meets like U2, because those are the only other bands I can think of that have piano off the top of my head. I don't know.
Well,
like, you just compared them to Rise Against and Coheed.
I can understand the Mars Volta part, because So Say We All, they're kind of experimental, like, all around.
They really are.
And so
we gotta play that Bad Religion cover sometime.
We will.
I'm not saying I'm down and on them. I loved that cover. Yeah. I loved that cover. But I don't know if it's because I loved it or because
you love Bad Religion.
Bad Religion. Yeah. So, who knows? Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It is New Music Tuesday. Going through our list of new submissions we got this week.
Yeah, Steven says, same comment I posted on Life Never Lost. Great songs this morning.
Nice.
So he digs.
All right. So far, people have been digging everything this morning, which...
That's great.
Either people had coffee and are in a great mood, or this music is actually really good.
Whoa, we have so
15 comments.
I've just refreshed it too. Yeah. Joshua says, no! Giovanna says, rad. Joshua again says, sounded bad.
He just had to reiterate that.
He had to reiterate that, yeah. Jeff says, I like this band and their manic energy. Fun stuff. TG says, awesome. JD.
TJ's related.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, isn't he like in the band, or is that Brandon?
That his brother, yeah.
Okay. So we have to...
You're allowed to if you're the brother of.
Okay.
I'm the husband of, and I usually go, nice, to the Echoing Green, because it's my wife.
JD, not because they're good, right? It's because, see, they're good.
They are good, though.
well, I just want to make that clear, not just because you're the husband of.
Right.
Oh, that was great, baby. All right.
It's like Gwyneth Paltrow saying that her husband's music is good.
Well, it is.
It's very good.
It's very good.
So she can, but she's still kind of biased because she's married to Chris Martin.
Chris Martin. So Coldplay. JD says fine tune it and it might be a dig. Nelvin says not sure what to think. Greg says Doug, sort of.
Which is hilarious because he put Doug in all caps with an exclamation point. Doug, sort of.
Right. I'm kind of confused now.
Yeah.
Caleb says dig.
Nice.
Nate says, kind of generic, I think, berry. Josh says, burn and berries. So Josh has commented three times.
He's very passionate about this, apparently.
Yeah.
505-338-3700, the phone number, or, of course, facebook.com/mystaticradio. Let us know what you think. Dig it, bury it. So far this morning, people seem to enjoy all of the music.
Yeah. Little one, little bit. She says, believe it or not, I dig all three so far. And Tim says, meh, not bad, but kind of forgettable.
Okay.
So.
All right. What's next?
Next, we're going out to the Wild Wild West.
Wild West.
The gold was first discovered.
Really?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's where this band got their name, the Wealthy West.
The Wealthy West.
Yeah.
Yes.
Something like that.
Is the West really wealthy?
I don't know.
California.
Or if you look at it like... Like globally, the West, like we're you know, the
where,
West,
where
we're like the wealthiest
be?
Nation, right?
The globe's like
Even
circles, so worse. West just keeps moving depending on
truth
where you are.
Truth.
So I don't know how to find it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely not us because
we're
China
Southwest.
Owns us. We're in so much debt. It's like fake wealthy. It's like people with a lot of credit cards. You're not really rich. You're just in a lot of debt.
Yep. So, fake wealthy.
Uh-huh.
Well, at least we look good, do we?
It's all about appearances. New Music Tuesday with the Wealthy West. Love is not enough. True? False?
False.
Yeah. Well, all you need is love from the Beatles.
I'm pretty sure the Beatles set that one straight. So...
you know, 1 Corinthians 13 is cool too, but the Beatles really made that popular. Yes, yes. So tell us what you think. Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. It's the Wealthy West. It's also Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Oh, in the morning, hey.
And Billiam.
Hey.
Static Radio. The Wealthy West, song called Love Is Not Enough.
La-di-da.
Yeah. Static Radio, welcome to New Music Tuesday. Let us know what you think. Dig it or bury it. We're going through a list of, well, we got this last week. Well, at least, I guess, the best of the worst of the best of the best.
The best of the worst of the best.
Of the best.
Of the best.
I mean, you know, we get a lot of song submissions.
Yeah, we do.
Daily. So we only have an hour to get through New Music Tuesday every week.
There's
so.
Some that just shouldn't see the light of day.
Yeah. Static.
Howdy. I can't help thinking that that dude wrote the song right after his gal dumped him or something. I mean, is it wrong that I was laughing?
Oh, you were laughing at his misfortune.
I guess I'm just in a mean mood or something. Yeah. But the song was well put together. I thought it was, you know, it was catchy and everything. But and the vocals seemed a little more put together than the other local songs.
Yeah.
But I don't know if we should, be hearing that all the time.
Right. Like, dude, that guy needs to, like, drink some coffee and enjoy a sunrise.
Yeah, some therapy might help a little bit. You know, enjoying a sunrise every now and then, yeah.
There you go. Right on.
All right, thanks.
All right. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Or let us know what you think at Facebook.
Yep. Josh says, reminds me of 60s music. Love it.
Huh?
So, okay.
So now we know where he stands vibe-wise.
Yes.
Okay.
Not the last song.
Not the last song. He made that clear.
Yeah. Greg says he dug. I love the folksy bits. If you like this, you should listen to The Head and the Heart. It's a band.
It's a band.
Brandy says, I like the smormy chorus. It's a keeper.
She just said smormy in a sentence. Wow.
Smormy?
Smormy.
That's a word?
Smormy?
It was really difficult. Smormy. I had to pre-read that one.
Smarmy?
Smarmy? Smarmy? Is it smarmy?
Yeah, what did you say? Smormy?
Like swarmy. Smarmy. Smarmy.
That's like an Australian animal. Look out, the smarmies are coming.
Wow.
Good job. Thebe says, good stuff. Nelvin, do we need Afro wigs and huge peace necklaces to listen to this song? That's what he said.
That's optional.
That's very...
That is.
It is. Little Bit says, 4 for 4. What's happening here? And Tim says, blech.
Well, all right.
I think Tim just ate something bad.
Look, we have more comments. Jed says, love wasn't enough to save it.
Oh, man.
And Siobhan says, burn it. Jason says, super chill, can definitely listen to this song and drink tea simultaneously.
Wow.
Nate says, I seriously didn't even notice that song was playing until you guys started talking again.
See, the funny thing is, it was like, oh, the song's ending. Did I really listen to that song? Like, we were kind of talking, and it was like solid background chill music.
And he said it wasn't bad. He was just bored.
Buried. Well, it's just, you know, background music.
Background music, yeah.
Yeah.
Brandon says, here's my shovel.
See, that's funny because you could dig it with a shovel or you could bury it.
See, it's just I
dig it because you could dig it with a shovel.
Yeah.
JD, dig things.
Yeah. JD says, I think the tambourine really made the song a huge dig for me. And TJ says, play after a hardcore song. It'll make it so much better.
Yeah. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's New Music Tuesday. We do it every Tuesday at 8 a.m. Let us know your thoughts. And, yeah, we got two more.
Mm-hmm.
Got a couple more. Wait. At the beginning, you teased and said, hey, man, two artists, same vocals. Have we gotten anywhere near that? Or are these? Or am I guessing right in these last two?
Well, I can't tell you. That would just be such a good hint.
Okay, all right.
Because I'd be narrowing it down from, like, 5 to 2.
Yeah. And these days, I mean, with artists like Stephen Keach, who is a former frontman of Haste the Day, doing something totally different, you can't really always tell.
They can put on a lot of different faces.
Yeah.
And vocals.
Unless you're Dustin Kensrue, and no matter what you do style of music-wise, your voice just, like, shines through because you have, like, the grittiest, one of the most original voices in the universe.
Yeah. That must be a huge problem for him.
Yeah. always sounding awesome. Oh, it's such a problem. Oh.
He needs to get a job at like a call center where he can just sing to everyone 24/7.
There it is. All right, so which one you want to hit?
Let's rock Red Letter.
Red Letter?
Red
All right.
Letter.
Led to the Slaughter.
Sounds pretty metal, doesn't it?
It does sound metal. Super metal. Band's called Red Letter. Led to the Slaughter. From their new record, Morbifinous Supreme. I don't even know what that means. It sounds like
Morbifinous.
Morbifinous. Yes. It's biblical.
Of course.
Of course.
Why wouldn't it be?
And then at the very bottom underneath, it's like Ezekiel 29:14.
We presenteth this Morbifious.
Yes. Yes.
Sacrifice.
Or it sounds like it's got sour cream with it. Because if it's supreme, it always comes with sour cream. Just saying.
Oh my
god! It's the truth.
You're out of control.
Can I get a chalupa with that?
Can you make that a supreme, please? Yes, that means sour cream. Sour cream on everything. I love it. Red Letter is the band. Dig it, bury it. Let us know. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. It's Steve on Mitch
in the morning
and Billiam.
Yeah,
Static Radio. Red Letter. Woo!
I didn't hear any of that song.
That was amazing. Led to the Slaughter. Yeah. Yeah.
It's Static Radio. It smells funny in here.
Oh my
gosh. Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey. Yeah. Good morning.
Yeah. Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good.
All right. We got one last jam for you for New Music Tuesday, but before we get there, we need to know what you think of Red Letter.
Stephanie says, totally dig it. Nate says, a little repetitive, but I like it when bands can do heavy even without screaming, even though he does love screaming, so dig. Brandy says, it's pretty much middle of the road, uninspiring. And Tim says, dig. Mandy says, it sounds like M88 music.
Oh.
So, I mean, thank you, Mandy.
Thanks, bro.
Maybe it's just because it was a little 90s and M88 was the 90s.
No, maybe.
No, I don't know.
Nothing wrong with the 90s if you can do it right.
Yeah, TJ says, I'll dig it if I find that the music video involved the Care Bears and a slaughterhouse. Just me, though. And then Joey says, dig. They can go far. Lots of potential. Caleb says, dig. Taylor, he says, I do like it.
We've been getting a lot of like mom comments this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, you guys.
That's so cool.
You guys are going to go places.
You got so much potential.
Yeah. Yeah.
Josh says, really like it. Sounds like Waverly.
Waverly?
Josh, I think we have to discredit everything you've said.
What Waverly album are you listening to, Josh?
Yeah.
Nelvin says, different. Dig it.
All right.
So there you go.
So there it is. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Thoughts of the day. Tell us what you think about all the new music. And we have one last one for you.
Yeah, this is my personal favorite.
The Rocket Boys?
Yeah.
All right.
Rocket Power? No?
No.
Okay.
No.
It's like the Rocket Summer, but so less lame.
Okay. <Yeah.
laughs> Wow. All right.
I said it.
Song's called The Best. Dig it or bury it. Let us know what you think.
Let it know if it's the best.
Yeah. Facebook.com/mystaticradio. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
And Billiam.
Yeah.
Static Radio. The Rocket Boys. Song called The Best.
Blasting off into space.
I think you did save the best for last there. Good job, you.
Yes.
Thanks.
Good job. You get the bing.
I am gratified for the day.
I just felt like I was in like a super indie movie where I was running through the streets of New York City and people were chasing me and I had a smile on my face. Yeah, guys, we're going to make it.
You had sparklers in your hands.
I guess. Was it? Yeah, why not? That's totally a different movie. Yeah, no, maybe not sparklers.
So, could you tell out of all those bands, which two had the same...
Oh, right.
The same writer?
So, oh, wait, writer?
Writer, singer, guitar player.
Frontman. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
No. Completely clueless.
It was the Rocket Boys and the Wealthy West.
Really?
What? The Wealthy West is just the one dude, like his solo project.
His solo project.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yeah. They were like the same vein, like kind of indie, cool, chill,
yeah.
Whatever. This just had more of a beat.
Yeah, this had a lot
This
more.
Was their like quote-unquote up-tempo.
Meat and potatoes.
Yeah, So, all right. What do we got so far?
Victor says, digging it. TJ says, their name gives off a 50s vibe. I feel 70s-ish influence.
Okay.
Okay. Taylor says, this sounds pretty cool. Sort of different, but sort of not. I like it.
Wow.
What do you mean?
Yeah.
What does any of that mean?
He said, I don't think I would pay money to hear it. The second half is not my favorite.
Okay.
JD says, title of the song is fitting. The best so far today. Digs. Josh says, digging it, loving the band name. Best thing about it is the band name. TJ says, dig. Thebe says, okay. Or, okay. Like, maybe like that. Okay.
Okay.
Nelvin says, dig it. I think these guys are so good. They deserve an awkward interview from Mitch. Oh, yes. I would love to give them an awkward interview.
You, please, next time we do an interview, can I just let you do an interview by yourself and see how awful it is?
But you just had to go and hang out with all your House of Heroes and Relay and K friends and not bring them here. Sorry. And I could have given them an awkward interview.
I really want that to happen. We need to bring about the Mitch awkward interviews.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That could be like a thing.
Yeah.
But it's not like... It's not purposeful.
Except we want them to want to call back is the problem. So maybe that's why
so
I don't
you
let you
interview them
talk.
And then I'll interview.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we have an artist on the line. Shh. Turn her mic off.
So
weird. You're like, yeah. So the music's really good. What do you
play?
Where do you find inspiration in life?
No, I had that Planet of the Apes question.
Yeah, that's true.
That was a good question. I have to come up
good
with
question.
More like that.
So.
Mandy says, not my absolute favorite, but I could listen to it again. Damn.
All right. So there it is. New Music Tuesday. We do it every single Tuesday, 8 a.m.
Yeah.
And if you are a local artist, heck, you don't have to be local. If you're an artist and you just want to get your music on our program,
yeah.
on our show, on our station, send it over to our music director. You can contact him directly. There we go. Trying to say it. MyStaticRadio.com under the locals rule. That goes straight to you.
I don't want any direct contact because there's germs.
Very true. Very.
It's flu season.
As direct as you can get through the internet. How's that?
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Because it's safe that way.
Nice.
MyStaticRadio.
Nice.
Start a safe contact campaign about the internet.
No! Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. That's where you find us. Or, of course, MyStaticRadio.com. Locals rule section. And there you go. Submit all your stuff. It goes straight to Will. And then, you know, if it's...
And then I throw it away.
No, we,
no,
we
I don't
We
do
play
that.
Pretty much mostly everything we get.
Hmm? We do.
It kind of does have to at least pseudo fit the format. Right? I mean,
kinda,
we do get some
should.
Stuff.
It should. We are a radio station.
Well, yeah.
So it should fit the format.
And we are kind of like a rock alternative indie, you know, vibe. So chances are, if you're sending us Jesus Take the Wheel cover by, who sang that?
Carrie Underwood.
Probably not going to play it.
Yeah.
Probably.
It's a good thing. Unless you made it like indie.
Yeah. However, yeah.
Unless
Dude, there you go.
This
yeah.
is my indie rendition
this
of Jesus
Take
the Wheel.
This is my indie version. I would love to hear that. Somebody do that.
I'd try and sing it, but I don't even know the tune.
Because chances are, all of a sudden, it'd pop up in an Urban Outfitter somewhere.
Exactly.
Dude, it's cool. It's indie chill. And when you make a gajillion dollars, you're welcome.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. We got to take a quick break. Coming up in the 9 o'clock hour, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship hanging out with us to get you there. We got some Sleeping at Last. We got some Civil Twilight. Billiam.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Do it every single week.
Mm-hmm.
Mi casa es su casa.
Si, senor enchilada.
Sweet. Azul.
Thank you.
Naranjo.
Colors.
Rojo.
Good.
Rojo.
Good job,
Blanco.
You.
Blanco.
Good job. Bueno jabo, you.
Verde.
Oh, two.
Green.
Mesa. Verde.
Mesa.
I'm just saying what? Everything I know.
You're
in
like
Spanish.
Street signs
big,
now.
Big green.
Candelaria.
San Mateo. Paseo del Norte.
It's Steve O'Neill.
In the morning.
Static Radio. His legacy, a song called Follow, right here on Static Radio. Good morning.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
What's up?
And being that it is Tuesday, 9 o'clock hour, Pastor Scott Tom of Cross Christian Fellowship. Good morning.
Hola.
Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, I don't
I'm
have
doing
a,
really good.
I don't have a scary thing to hit you with today.
Oh,
I mean,
no.
I do. I really do, actually, but it's not scary. It's something that you love talking about. But let's get the small talk out of the way. So how's it going?
It's going good, man.
Yeah, how are things? It's good.
It's bubblelicious.
Yeah, bubblelicious?
It's bubblelicious.
I couldn't understand. Take your retainer out. I can't understand anything you're
Hold
saying.
Hold on just a minute.
Gross, gross, gross. I imagine it's
amazing. Amazing.
Oh, I hated retainer. I had a retainer.
Did you?
Yeah.
Sorry. She has a permanent one. It's like a giant staple on the back of her teeth.
Thank you.
Thank you. She does. It's weird, man. I'm sorry. I didn't.
You
I never had.
So
I was that kid.
Encouraging.
I was that kid that friends hated because I had straight teeth.
Oh yeah.
I didn't have braces.
Yeah.
I didn't have glasses until like high school.
Ugh.
I was squinty always because I couldn't see anything. My mom probably should have taken note. I kept running into things, but you know, no glasses till high school. So
that explains a lot.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, oh,
I get it now.
Trees really do have leaves on them. Yeah. I always thought they were just a big pile of green. Yeah. I never understood.
Ball of yarn.
Yeah. Big old huge ball of cotton. Green cotton.
That's funny.
Yeah. So anyways, welcome to the show,
Thanks.
Pastor Scott Tom.
I got something exciting that's going on.
Let's talk about
somebody,
this.
Somebody, Yo.
Uh-huh.
You know Yo?
Absolutely. GameandMovieGuide.com, Yo.
Yeah. And Game Guide.
Yeah.
They're going out to cross. I just learned today. I didn't even know this.
You didn't know this? Come on.
Oh,
we've been talking. We go way back. We've been talking about this.
For a week.
What? Yeah. That he's going out to the
Cross
gaming
Christian
night?
Fellowship. Yeah.
Yep.
Your gaming night. Oh, we knew this.
I didn't even know he was coming out with gayest prizes. And
yeah.
We've started a gaming ministry. Where
Which is awesome.
It's the console ministry. And then they're doing the gaming, you know, via the headphones and everything from home, you know, type thing. I don't know.
What's going to confuse everybody is it's a console ministry and people are going to think it's a console ministry and they're going to show up with their problems. And you're like, I just want to play video games.
What are you doing here? We're just playing video games.
Man, I got to tell you.
I'm really hurting.
Yeah. Sorry. We just want to play video games. We don't really. Yeah.
It's
no.
Video games.
Oh, this is the console. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. I was looking for the console room. Yeah. No, you won't find that here. I want to shoot you in the face with my big crazy scary gun online.
No,
of course.
Come on, jump over some turtles and
see, that's not what we
and
do.
Get some coins, it'll make you feel better.
We have big crazy guns and we run around and you know fight each other with weapons online.
So anyways, I just found out a few minutes ago before coming in they're
it's
doing
pretty
it,
awesome
so
I love it.
Friday night at 5 to 9 at Cross Fellowship. It's just north of Vasuna.
Yeah,
it's on Edith. So
crossfellowship.org.
They set up like 5-6 large screens, like
that's
100,
so rad.
That's
100
so
inch
cool.
screens, and go for it.
Yeah,
so
game night. And I know Yo posted all the details, gameandmovieguide.com, so you can check that out as well for information. Yeah, pretty rad.
Okay,
so that's gonna be happening.
You guys knew all about
of
it.
Course, man. I'm excited.
That'd
I get to, we do game nights, you know, randomly. We're doing a Battlefield 3 night coming up August 17th. And Yo found that ministry and said, we need a partner. I said, I agree.
Yeah.
It's good stuff, man. I love that. So gaming ministry.
You also,
untapped mission field.
It is. And that's why we're
For
doing
real.
It. It's why we're doing it. It's, you know, it's a little bit raw. We try to do things like if the gaming language is too far out. On the game, we change it like to Russian or something like that.
Right.
You know, so
nicely done.
Most of the kids know what's going on anyways. They don't need the, you know, dialogue going on. So
amazing. I never thought about that. Like, is there any way we get, cool, French. I've never heard people cuss in French.
I watched a movie the other day on just regular TV, and you could tell that there was a bunch of cussing going on, and there was this irate individual, right? And he's blah 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 blah, and it's like in French. And then after he did this like 3-minute diatribe, they did the translation. It says, gosh darn.
Right. Well, and it's almost like you can just tell by someone's inflection, by someone's, it doesn't, I don't want to say the words don't matter, because they do matter, but when we talk about our language, it's really out of our heart, the overflow of our heart. And so, I mean, I have a dog, and I could walk up to my puppy and be like, you're such an idiot. I hate you so much. You stupid, stupid dog. You're the stupidest dog I know. I know. And he just wag his tail. I know, I know, right? I am. I know. I love you so much. Seriously. Or I could be like, I love you. You are the greatest dog in the... You're the greatest dog in the universe! And he'd be terrified and put his tail between his legs and run outside because it's my inflection. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, anyway. Static.
Steve-O, this is Jared.
Hey, man!
So this video game thing you guys were talking about, can we dial in from our houses, or is that an on-site type gaming thing?
For Cross... Yeah. Are you talking about the Cross Fellowship Gaming Night?
Yes, sir. This Friday, right?
Yeah, it's this Friday. You can check out all the details at gamingmovieguide.com. And get them there, because I don't know, what game, do you know what games they're playing this Friday night?
I don't.
Playing,
but, yeah.
The guide says it's Modern Warfare 3, and I've got that at home, but I just don't know if I have to. That's
if
what
you
I'm trying to
plug
find
in?
Out. Do you have to, right. Can you plug it on that from home, or do you have to be on site to
You have to be on site this time. I know they're working on getting their own server, and I mean, they're moving towards big time where the guys can log in and stuff like that. They've got some other guys that are setting up stuff like that. That in the future, you can they'll have other times and other nights where you can do that and dial in to that you're to a server that's dedicated to you guys.
Yeah, so. It's crazy, man. We're doing that August 17th with the guide doing a Battlefield 3 night. We're having to rent our own server and you know all that. And it's a lot of work. So yeah, it'll get there.
It's we're working on it, but right now it's on location.
There you go.
All right, guys, thanks.
All right, man, thanks for the call.
Bye.
All right, we've been talking gaming and talking about translations.
Translations?
Huh? Talking about language and putting games into Russian so that we don't understand what they're saying.
Good segue.
But I wanted to talk about this. I just read this article. I actually contacted the company that put this out because I was trying really hard to get a copy of this because I'm interested. I'm curious to read it. Thomas Nelson. I'm sure you know Thomas Nelson.
Thomas Nelson.
Thomas Nelson put out a new Bible translation. And honestly, I haven't seen it yet. So I can't super speak into it. But I wanted to know your thoughts on something like this. Because a new Bible translation tackling the challenge of turning ancient Greek and Hebrew text in a modern American English, they added a twist to it. It's called The Voice. Have you heard of this?
No, I haven't.
And it's written out, they wrote out the entire Bible, not just the New Testament, the entire Bible, written as a screenplay.
Hmm.
So they take the passage, you know, the passage from Genesis, here's an example, which God gets angry at Adam for eating the forbidden fruit from the tree of knowledge of good and evil. And here it is, quote, Adam pointing at the woman. It was she, the woman you gave me as a companion, put the fruit in my hands and I ate it. God to the woman. What have you done? Eve. It was the serpent. He tricked me and I ate. Later, Eve bears her first son, Cain. Eve, excited. Look, I have created a new human, a male child with the help of the eternal. So anyways, this is, I mean, that's end quote.
Yeah.
That's just an excerpt from The Voice. But, you know, basically anyone who's never read the Bible could probably say, you know, guess that other translations don't say, Adam pointed his finger. Eve said excitedly, you know. But I was curious because can I call you a scholar? I mean, you are wise, my friend. And you do a shepherd school. You're heavily involved. This is something you have studied for years and years and years and years and years. I mean, you're really old. You've done this for a very long time. Lots of gray hair.
What? I just woke up from my nap.
Yeah.
What were you youngsters talking about?
But the question is this something? I know N.T. Wright, he recently wrote a New Testament that he translated and said, hey, man, at the day of Pentecost, the first thing that happened was translation. And he says it's one of the most important things we as Christians can do is translate into a way that is beneficial for the reader.
Right.
I not being able to read this can't say whether or not it's kept its, you know, original translation or what it is, but is this something that you think is good, bad, making us lazy? You know, because I almost feel like you don't really have to study this. This is as written as a screenplay, you know, so you can't exactly use this as your study Bible, but could this be beneficial?
It could be beneficial if you're going to put on, like, biblical plays. You know what this is? This is Thomas Nelson is owned by a secular company now.
Oh, okay.
They used to be Christian owned. Now they're owned by the world. There's very few Christian publishers left that are owned by Christians.
Yeah.
Zondervan got bought up a long time ago. Thomas Nelson, which means that you have the secular market pushing Bibles and Bible translations.
Yeah.
Because there's good money in it for them.
Right.
And so you know, all this is a the dramatized Bible that they put in print.
Yeah.
So this has been written out for a long time, because when you listen to the dramatized Bible on CD, used to be CD, now MP3 type thing, this is what the actors worked from to dramatize the Bible.
Yeah.
And so you had background sound with waves and stuff, you know. Right. And then Peter stood up, Lord, you know, in a panicked thing, Lord, do you care not that we die? You know, and Jesus, you know, standing up, rubbing right. the sand from his eyes, you know, rebuked the wind and the sea.
Yeah.
You know? So all this is not, to me, this is a marketing thing. They just want to make more money. Now, mm-hmm. can some people use it? Sure, but this is not really a new thing. This has been written out for years and years and years. They've been right. doing a dramatized Bible since the 70s. So when they put this out in that format...
Did they talk like the 70s, dramatized?
Yo, man, what's up?
Yeah.
And they're like, bam, bam, bam. You got like Bee Gees playing in the background as like Jesus, yeah. as he rises from the grave. Oh, staying alive. Got that? Oh, no. What? I'm here. What's up, dog?
Please
how you doing?
Stop this.
70s, girl. Oh. We here.
Oh, no.
No?
I need to
no?
leave.
No? And Jesus told Mary, don't cling to me. I have to book it.
Yeah. I could dig it, yo. I could dig it.
I could dig it.
Was that too far?
Oh,
was
that's too far.
That was blasphemous. Yeah, I apologize.
Mitch is heading for the other room, so she yeah. struck by lightning.
I want to die.
So I'm just saying. That's
now, the danger, of this is that you put inflections and other things that aren't necessarily biblical.
Right, and that's a big thing that they talked to, because they, of course, say it isn't a gimmick. They want the new readers to understand the meaning behind the archaic language of the Bible and enjoy the story enough to stick around. Chris C., Robbie C.'s brother from the Robbie C. Band, he's a pastor at Houston's mm-hmm. Ecclesia Church. This was his idea. He presented it, and apparently... Huh?
Was it really his idea?
What do you mean?
Apparently, if it's been around for a while.
Oh, right. I gotcha.
Well, probably to publish it this way.
Right. And so it not only reformats the Bible, but also inserts words and phrases into the text to clarify the action or smooth transitions. These words are generally in italics so the reader can tell what the additions are.
See.
But yeah, and at other points it says the order of verses are even changed to make the story read better.
See, technically, I wouldn't call it a Bible. I'd call it a commentary.
Okay.
And
it's like a paraphrase.
I have no
like
problem
the message.
With that. Right.
It's not a translation. It's like a paraphrase.
Once you begin to comment on it and add that into it,
yeah,
it's a commentary and it shouldn't be raised to the level of scripture, because then in people's minds, they begin to equate that entered phrase mm-hmm. as scripture. Well, it says that in a word. No, it doesn't.
Right.
You know,
right.
it doesn't say that. That's something that they is a comment. It's annotations that's added to the text, but it's not. That's not scripture,
right?
And so that it's something that I think that's worth. You know,
I contacted
on.
Thomas Nelson multiple times. I left messages. I've actually never even got a call back from the media department on it. So. I wish I could say I've read it. I contacted Parchments. They received a copy of it, but it's they had one review copy and it was sent back. Yeah, so it's no longer here. I've been trying to find it because I'm interested to see, you know, how it reads, what it is, so that I could talk more open, you know, more about it. But
yeah,
I don't know.
And I, you know, I'm not totally against it. I mean,
right.
I applaud the idea of, hey, let's try to get the deep understanding of this type of thing, but you can't really, you're not going to pull it out.
I wouldn't use this for my quiet time.
I know.
And you're not going to pull it out well, but if you're, this would be something to say, I would get and say, hey, if our group's putting on Bible dramas,
right,
then hey, use this, it'll help you do that. But we don't know exactly the inflection that Jesus used
right.
when he said, you hypocrites, you whitewashed sepulchres.
Right.
You know, you do well in that you've fulfilled what Isaiah said about you.
Yeah.
Now, did he hit well? or did he? You do well, you know, or how? Which word did he, you know, hit?
Well, grammar is very important. It's like let's go eat, grandma. Yeah. Or let's go eat, comma, grandma.
Right.
Because they have totally different meanings.
Right.
I would never eat my grandmother. That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You know? Anyone.
And even in the midst of that.
However, I would take her to eat, you know, at like Furs, because, you know, that's what she does. That's what she did. Anyway, sorry. She's, again, no longer here. But.
And
I'm sorry, I totally am just derailing everything.
Sorry about him.
But it's true, you don't know the inflection.
You don't know the inflection,
yeah.
So it's sometimes their best guess, and so you got to be careful with that, because they'll read that inflection as how did God talk to Adam?
Right.
You know?
Right.
When he came. Adam, where are you? You know, is it Adam? Where are you?
Right.
You know, or is it angry? Just like you were talking about with your dog.
Right.
So it you got to be careful. They could come across in a way that God didn't, he didn't say it that way.
Yeah. See, and the first thing I thought of, I think one of the reasons why I was kind of interested and wanted to see how it was done is, this is almost something my boys and I, we read together, you know, mm-hmm. and it's not the best, like, hey, I'm going to get the King James version with my 6 and 8 year old and sit down and hey, all right, here we go. Esther chapter 3, you know, like, no, we're not going to do it that way. However, this almost seems like something that as a family, get my children together and we could read it this way as stories. You know, you're right. Like as
you could, if you had a big enough family and okay. But who's going to play Judas?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Or Haman.
I just usually play all the parts, you know? And then, you know, we're reading through The Hobbit right now. There are 13 dwarves, and I got to rock all those voices. It's crazy. Not even joking.
How do you sing?
How do I sing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I don't sing. Oh, I can't do the singing parts.
That was the coolest part of the trailer.
That's why I'm not going to do it.
Okay.
Because I would just not do it justice.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. Anyways.
No. So, yeah. But you could have fun. I would rather see them call this as dramatized commentary or something like that.
Yeah.
Rather than the Bible. But so there's dangers here, but not something I would flip out over.
Yeah.
You know, that I would say, you know, oh, it's from the devil.
I don't think that.
Right. I just think that you got to be careful when you put notes or words inside of scripture where people would be confused that that's actually what the text says.
Yeah,
That's really how Jesus' face was.
Right.
So you got to be careful.
Yeah. Speaking of being careful, Paul in Houston says, hopefully whoever plays Judas isn't a method actor.
Oh, he did not. No, he did not.
So, a new Bible translation. Tackling the challenge of turning ancient Greek and Hebrew text into modern English. And yeah, they call it, Thomas Nelson, calling it a full translation, a translation, not I mean, and am I wrong in this? Eugene Peterson, who did the Message Bible, I call that a paraphrase. It's not, to me, it's one dude. Can you call it a translation with one guy? I mean, there's no group. What was his accountability? How did he, you know what
sure.
I mean?
Sure. I mean, it's still a translation. You're translating from one language to another.
Okay.
So you're translating it.
Okay.
A paraphrase is thought for thought communication. Yeah. So you have things that are thought for thought, or like the Message, the Living Bible, you know, a lot of the modern translations. And the reason they do that is because most Americans read at a fourth to sixth grade reading level.
Right. Mm-hmm. Which is sad, but
and
true.
So you're saying, well, that's of the devil because it's a thought for thought. It's not word for word. But you know what? Individuals can't read New King James or NIVs are at a 9th and 10th grade reading level.
Yeah.
Or Old King James at a 13th grade reading level. Even doctors today graduating don't read at a 13th grade reading level, most of them. So that gets them into the Word, and as long as they get the understanding, what usually happens is then they graduate to more word-for-word, you know, translations.
Right.
Word-for-word translations have their drawback, too, because Greek is a totally different language from our language. Clausal relationships are not in sequential form. It's based upon the pronouns that are in there. So if I say, you know, I got up, went to the store, and then I started my car. you know, you could think that, okay, he got up, went to the store, got something, so he got some gasoline or got something, went back and started his car, right? But in Greek, if it doesn't matter, you don't put it in a chronological order, the third phrase or the third clause could fit right behind the first because of the way that the pronouns are. So in the Greek, that could be mean, I got up, started my car, and went to the store.
Okay.
And so it's totally different. So if you do word for word, sometimes it can be confusing. It's hard just to do it, just put whatever that word means, put it right here. Translating is very difficult. People don't understand how difficult it is going from one language to another unless you speak, you're fluent in two languages, and especially if you have to translate for a guy speaking.
Right.
Then you see that's, wow, okay, I don't have exact words for what he's saying, especially when you get technical, but I have a phrase that fits that.
Right.
So that's the thing.
And that's actually linguist Joel Hoffman, author of And God Said, How Translations Conceal the Bible's Original Meaning. That's pretty much what he was saying, that all translators have to confront the problem of words that don't convey the same meaning to a modern audience as they did to an ancient one. And, you know, he said, for example, John the Baptist was really John the Dunker. I didn't even know that.
Oh.
Allegedly. According
that.
To this guy.
What does that mean?
That means he said John was doing something new by submerging people in water to cleanse them of their sins.
Okay,
but it was lost on people, and it lost 2,000 years later. People today hearing John's title might think it refers to a Baptist denomination rather than his strange behavior.
Yeah. He was part of the Essene, so it wasn't brand new. It was brand new to the Jews.
Yeah.
Because they used to baptize proselytes or people getting evangelized from the Gentiles, you would get baptized to turn your back on all the false idols and turn your back on the nation you came from and embrace Israel and Judaism.
Yeah.
So the affront there is that John went to the Jews and told them they had to repent. That's like somebody walking into your church and looking around and telling everybody in the church,
right,
you guys don't have it right. You need to repent.
Yeah.
It's offensive. And
right.
So that's why all these people gathered, but they understood that their culture, that they were going far from God. But it is difficult because you go from one thing, and that's why we have these new translations. I had a question like this the other day. Atheists were you know, talking, and somebody came along and couldn't answer it because they say, why do we have to keep, you know, translating new revisions of the Bible? There's not really a true revision. I'm saying, no, the reason they're revising Bibles is because language changes so fast.
Right.
In the old King James, God was called a terrible God because terrible meant something immense, something important.
Right.
I have something terrible to tell you, but it didn't mean bad. Now,
right.
Now it means bad.
Now it just means
solely.
Awful. Yeah.
Awful, solely. And so we had to change it to awesome.
Right.
God is an awesome God.
Right.
You know, and so you have to update the languages. You have to update the spelling changes. You know, they say nothing but the King James. But if you look at the 1611 King James, S's look like F's, U's look like V's. You can't even hardly read it.
Right.
And it's it's something that if you've sat there and tried to read that, your mind starts to bleed.
Right.
You know, because it's so difficult. So you have to update along with the language. We're so blessed because we're in a place where you can get multiple translations and you can read a number of them and come up with a, you know, like a comparison Bible and come up with a decent understanding of what the author was saying or intending.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I agree. I mean, you take a look in our culture, in our society today, take a look at the word gay.
Right.
Honestly, I mean, you can find it in scripture to mean joyous or happy or glad or, you know, and then, you know, that has to be because then it became a term for homosexual.
Right.
And then it changed again. Now, you know, teenagers, people using it to mean like lame or, man, that's so gay. You
right.
know, I mean, it's morphed three times over already. And
right.
so, yeah. It's interesting. So I'm glad we're having this discussion. 505-338-3700, the phone number. Don't forget, coming up Wednesday. That's tomorrow. That's tomorrow.
That is tomorrow.
Noon to 1 in Moriarty. We're going to be on the corner of 66 and Eunice. Yes, the Route 66.
Yes. The
also,
one only.
The stoplight in Moriarty.
It is.
Yeah, so we'll be hanging out tomorrow from noon to 1 broadcasting live. We're going to have decals, the static static paper to give away, as well as maybe some CDs.
Mm-hmm.
Some good stuff.
Some stuff.
I like that. We got some number one gun for you right now. It's Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Josh Garrels, the rabbit and the bear right here on Static Radio. Good morning, Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey.
Hanging with you. Happy Tuesday to you. Mm-hmm. It's been a good one.
It has.
It's been a good one.
It's been a night.
Pastor Scott Tom joining us in studio right now. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course.
You old guy.
We always have fun.
Yeah, but we just learned so much today.
I know. Well, I mean, you know, if you just join us, first of all, you missed a good conversation, so make sure you grab the podcast a little later. But talking about a new Bible translation that has a screenplay format.
Mm-hmm.
Chris C., pastor in Houston of Ecclesia Church. He's always at the center, it seems, of... I don't want to say controversy, but controversy. during last Easter for Lent, he was asking his congregants to get tattoos, remember?
Yeah.
Same pastor.
Wow.
Robbie C.'s brother out in Houston.
Yes.
I actually have friends who have rocked that church.
Hmm.
Friends out in Houston who go there.
Interesting.
And or have been there. But yeah, man. Just talking about translation and even the Message Bible. Eugene Peterson, of course, he gave two thumbs up to The Voice, this new translation that has a screenplay format. And if you're not familiar, Peterson, what is it? Eugene Peterson?
I don't know.
Peterson. Yeah, translator of The Message. Sole translator of The Message. So normally, how many scholars normally? Like NIV.
Upwards of 70 have been used, but usually you're looking at guys that are doing sections of it.
So, right.
You're probably breaking it, you know, down around 20 is the average, I think, group of translators. So somebody will take the Pentateuch, somebody will take the Minor Prophets, somebody will do, you know, Psalms and other stuff. And they kind of stay within their area of expertise.
I'd rock Jude.
Yeah. Jude.
Yeah.
Philemon.
Can I do Jude?
Philemon
and Jude.
Third John.
Yes, please.
Third John.
I'll take those. Dude, I did like three books of the Bible. I mean, that's crazy.
Crazy.
That's crazy, man.
It's so much work.
That's
so much work.
Yeah, so that's generally what they do. And then they kind of sit and critique each other's work a little bit.
Okay.
And so they go back and forth and they do that. And you know, you got Greek scholars and stuff, unlike the New World Translation, which had no Greek scholars.
Really?
Yeah. The
New World Translation?
Is that the
Jehovah's Witness,
okay.
You know, Bible.
I thought so.
You can even see their errors by comparing their, they have their purple interlinear Bible, which shows mm-hmm. the English and Hebrew
uh-huh.
And Greek
yeah,
in there.
Greek.
And so they even have, like in John 1:1, that Jesus was God, not a God.
Yeah.
Because, right in their own work, because it's not. So
right.
Even in their own work where they have a literal translation, it shows that their so-called Greek scholars are in error.
Because they're not Greek scholars.
Because they're not. And
right.
It's, you know, it's been proven. So that's the New World Perversion, really, is what it's called.
Wow.
It's the Green Bible.
Because
they pervert the Word of God to fit their doctrine.
Yeah. Which is kind of scary. Or really scary.
It's very scary.
I'm starting to realize that we had a gentleman ask us on Shock Therapy Live 2 weeks ago when you were co-hosting.
Oh, yeah.
We had a guy asking about Zen Garcia. Yeah, he was asking about some dudes that were, you know, quote-unquote prophets, and, you know, they were doing these things and wanted to know our thoughts on them. And, I mean, before we could even check it out and respond, we had people commenting because
it's very closely...
And I think that's what's scary is a lot of things are just left of center, like just off the mark, that it's close enough that it's like, that sounds kind of right. And because of that, I mean, that's why Scripture clearly tells us, do not be taken captive by hollow and deceptive philosophy. It's deceptive because it sounds good.
It sounds good. And that's why you need men and women to stand up for Scripture and the gospel. And it's not... that difficult to discern error from truth if you sit there and study truth.
See, and what was cool about this dude is he called in and he wanted to know if what he was reading and listening to was okay, because he said it looked like it was close on, but he felt something that made him feel that it was off, made him feel bad about it. And turns out it was called discernment from the Holy Spirit, because we looked it up and it was not okay.
Right. Yeah. It was interesting.
Sketch fest.
Cain was what? He was the son of Satan, right?
Yeah.
Cain was?
Yeah.
According to this thing, it was like Cain was the son of Satan and all these fun little... It was like, oh, that sounds like a great horror movie.
Yeah.
Wrong, you know? So, but anyways, that's why it is so important, man. That's why we have to dig into the Word. As Romans tells us, you know, the renewing of our minds is absolutely vital to us. Not to be conformed to the patterns of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. And that renewing comes from the Word of God, man. And if you're not digging in and you're allowing somebody to spoon feed you what you're supposed to believe, then you are, forgive me, screwed. You're going to fall, man. I mean, because you'll fall for anything. Right. So
but the renewing of your mind gives you that wisdom, discernment, because you know it's not square. You know it's not right. You know it's not plumb. So as you're going through, because the renewing of your mind means that you have to not engage it occasionally. You have to constantly be consuming this.
Yes.
And so like your bread. Like your food. That's why Jesus said that the food is more important than or the Word of God is more important than your daily food.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But it should be consumed in the same way.
Right.
That you're consuming it multiple times a day. And that's what's orienting your mind and your heart into this very ability to discern.
What helps me is every meal, that's what I do. That's why most pastors, you know how they have like their Bible all written up and they've got like highlights and stuff. I've got like green beans and like, I'm just kidding.
Oh.
I do not recommend doing that.
Green beans. Yeah. And that's not red letter. That's ketchup.
Yeah.
So I don't think Jesus said that, but
yeah, maybe not at the same time.
But that really went with the
not
fries.
Not at the same time. Yeah.
So.
I'm sorry. I'm just derailing everything.
There. No, yeah. That's cool.
Because but that's cool.
Coming up this Wednesday from noon to one, me and Mitch are going to be out at a sticker stop. That's right, Mitch and I. If you would like
you
to
go.
Correct me, Moriarty from noon to one on the corner of 66th and Eunice. Come say hi to us. It's time to go, I guess.
Yeah.
Our show is done.
This is it.
Yet another Tuesday in the books.
Yep.
So, dude, thanks for hanging out with us. I love it every
always.
Week.
Always. I love it.
Yeah, Cross Fellowship.
Awesome.
Crossfellowship.org. Yeah. You're our one go-to right now. We're like, hey, man. Hey, so we got something cool. Let's talk. Let's save it for some.
I love it. I love it. Hey, I one last thing, though.
Yeah.
I need guys to train up.
Yeah.
I need men to come to the Shepherd School.
Okay.
It's an innovative school.
Yeah.
I want to train men for the ministry.
Yeah.
And we've got that going on. And that reminds me of something else.
Okay.
So,
see,
sorry.
You just derailed yourself.
I did.
I was like trying to be serious for a second.
But yeah, you go to crossfellowship.org and go to the Shepherd School page. Learn about our two-year program to be trained up for ministry. And I'm making this plea because I want young guys.
Yeah,
I want guys that I want the next generation to come up on fire and able to answer all these questions.
Yeah,
and so that's
and
my
you've already
passion.
Seen churches planted.
We're planting churches right now. I've got one guy already pastoring, another guy who's coming up just about to be ordained in his church, and then we're planting three churches this summer, and we're a small church.
Right. It's awesome.
Yeah, so
it's incredible. So all the details, crossfellowship.org. You put that up at our site?
Yep.
Crossfellowship.org, or get to our Facebook page, facebook.com/mystaticradio. That's it for us.
It is. You can listen to the podcast if you missed it.
Yeah, mystaticradio.com/mornings. That's right. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.